I don't get this at all. I thought Lopan...
Shut up, Mr. Burton. You are not brought upon this world to get it.
Come on, Lopan is like...
Nothing you can understand. There are many mysteries, many unanswerable questions, even in a life as short as yours.
Yeah, well, the way I see it doesn't mean we shouldn't ask.
You think you got any thug in you?
Mugs, pugs, thugs. Nitwits, halfwits, dimwits.
We're not intimidated by thugs.
But Bud White is a valuable officer.
White's a mindless thug.
Thug means never having to say you're sorry.
Hear me. Barbaric. Hear me.
I love
guacamole.
Banjo!
And there we go.
Dueling sound drops.
To not ruin it right off the bat, we now both have soundboards, so...
I'm going to horrify you into a coma.
We are good to go here. I'm Jim, he's Clarkson, we're the Film Thugs, and it's good to be back.
Hello there.
So...
The people here tonight.
I know, you all look good. Y'all look good. Are y'all ready to rock? So, the other day, I was driving through that center up by me, what has the specs and the Mighty Fine. And this table of, I'm not going to say out of shape people, but I'll just say it was like a family of people who had a physique that most resembled mashed potatoes.
The Bombattis were
there. Yes. And they were all apparently involved in some event because they were all wearing purple shirts. If you are built like mashed potatoes and you are out with a large group of people all wearing purple shirts, you end up looking like an evolutionary chart of grimace.
Yes.
It was just sort of,
goodness. Mm. Where be Mayor McCheese?
Exactly. Donde está los Hamburglar?
Adonde?
Adonde, sir. So I know we were talking some about commercials last time. And yes. I found a new one that I just have to go, what the fuck does this mean? It's for a bank. And it's like, we also have fraud protection where you'll get a message if someone tries to steal your identity or use your card. And there's this guy that's like real cool, like young professional walking across the street. And he gets a message on his phone that was like, attempted fraud with your credit card.
Right.
And he goes like, yeah, cool. Puts it in his pocket, keeps walking. Even though they stopped it, how calm would you be if you got a message from your bank saying, oh yeah, someone just tried to use your credit card.
But it's okay.
I'd still be moderately... I wouldn't be like, well, then, I'll be on my way.
Continue being a cool breeze. Yeah. Cool breeze.
Like, do I need a new card? What the fuck, man?
I had that very response given... I got that from my bank.
Mm-hmm.
Said your card may have been compromised. We're not saying it did. It is, but it might have been.
Right.
Oh, all right. So we're sending you a new card. All right, well, that's good. At least you're, not just saying, hey...
Yeah.
There may be something.
If mine got compromised...
Boom, I go shithouse at him.
That's my new drop. That's my favorite one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Boom, I go shithouse at him.
We were talking last week about the brilliance of metalheads.
Yeah.
And I may have found the greatest Slayer drop ever.
Well, I'm so looking forward to it.
Here we go.
And you love dead, motherfucker. Why should it keep on the dead? Infamous.
That's the one.
Woo! Fuck you, motherfucker. Woo!
God damn. It's weird. In retrospect, I don't know how I ever got into that music to begin with at all.
I mean, I like Slayer.
Yeah.
I like it just fine, but not as much as
fella. No one likes anything as much as that guy likes Slayer and alcohol.
And you love death, motherfucker. Why should it keep on the dead? Infamous. Much taste situation.
I looked high and fucking low for Chipotle Guaca Beef commercial. Couldn't find it. I could not find it.
Honestly, when I saw that guy, I was like, oh, that's the guy who was on, co-hosted on Good Day New York, and there was a story about gay rights or something. And then he goes, See, back when I was coming up, it didn't matter if you were lesbionics or a gay bird. Like,
yes,
the fuck 18th century nonsense did you crawl out of, sir?
In researching that to find this drop.
Yes.
I first didn't go for the commercial because when you texted me and asked me where it was, I'm like, oh, whatever, I'll just put it in. And there was a Facebook hit on Arby's Facebook page. Who knew? And some person was like, munchitation situation, fire your ad agency. What the fuck does this mean? That's all I kept getting, all these different things. And then apparently Bo Deedle speaks in Deedleese.
Yeah, that's
And
yeah.
Originally, from what I can gather, the munchitation situation in question was in reference to lesbionics. So does this mean that Deedle like snuck in munchitation situation into an Arby's ad that he originally uses with lesbians, or his approximation of lesbionics, as he puts it, which probably puts a new spin on, yeah, Arby's in general.
Holy shit. Yeah.
It's good food indeed.
It's going to be a munchitation situation.
I have recently been placed in charge of guards.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all I hear there. Wow. Holy shit.
So, there you go.
Oh, good God. Did you hear Bill Maher make an ass of himself again?
No.
Interviewing Wiener about something. He was like, oh, yeah, and in Boston, they won the World Series, which is great. And they brought their trophy to where the bomb went off. And it was, yeah. Three people died. Yeah. Some people were injured, but, you know, three people died. And, you know, your city wasn't attacked by Godzilla. Which also is, people haven't been paying attention to me enough lately.
I guess so. Maybe that sounded good.
In his fucking head.
In the ride in.
And Anthony Weiner was like, whoa, I wouldn't say. Like, all of a sudden, Weiner was not the worst looking dude on stage.
He's like, thanks, man.
Carlos Danger.
Yeah.
A lot of sauce room.
I don't have to have reasons. Fuck it.
No,
he's
established welcome.
This shit. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Suck a muckle.
I forget that one's a grenade. I hit it. I'm like, okay, it's not going to go off. Fuck
oh,
it.
Oh, it's so good.
And evidently some airline kicked a blind dude off the plane, yeah. off a plane. And what I liked about this, at first I was like, that's fucking, that sucks. Evidently, like, a bunch of passengers were like, fuck this, and got off as well.
That's good.
I'm like, screw you, dude. Who fucking think you are, motherfuckers?
Yeah, really.
Fuck you!
Is this going to be the first 10 minutes of the show will be nothing but drops?
Wrong answer!
Right. And then there'll be a lull.
Yeah.
And then just more bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, that's about right. God damn. I'm just picturing the saddest looking guy in the world singing this. Just go with Boor.
Yeah,
go.
If you can go, you can go to the Film
I
Thugs.
Love guacamole.
Yes, on Facebook and look at the videos I posted this morning of just odd Spurs fans. Let's put it that way. And one of the songs was Go Spurs. Go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's just this. And it kind of stays at that level of excitement for about 3.5 minutes until the very end, where he has to put his own little coda on the song.
So tied together.
The fact that he feel that he just sounds so just depressed
until the end, and then yeah. it all kicks in.
Then it's suddenly just like I did a bunch of drugs and fuck it.
That's your baby.
That's right.
I have a bunch of shit on this that I haven't played in so long. I don't know what some
it's
of them are.
It's
so
just
I'm
a
like,
traffic jam of random
I'm just
going
to hit this. Oh.
Where mama?
Where mama? I like that mama. What is that?
Oh, who knows?
Yeah. So, that's fun. What else do I have written here? Do you hear about the guy who got... being charged with harassment because he's apparently got some sort of feud going with one of his neighbors, and his solution for it is to regularly fire the Civil War era cannon that he has at their house. Nothing in it but powder and
right.
But he's firing a fucking cannon.
That's fascinating.
At someone's house. It's like, wait.
Front yard, I'm assuming.
Well, it would have to be.
I'd hope so.
It would have to. It's like the old man. Like there was this old guy who recently just through lawsuits and all that agreed to dig up his wife's grave that was in his front yard.
Oh.
And move it to a fucking cemetery.
Backyard?
Not the backyard. No. You got, like honestly, that's how you fix that problem. No one gives a fuck. You got someone buried in your backyard.
Nobody. Trust me.
Yeah. Yeah. We know whereof we fucking speak, yeah. Sir.
Not a problem.
So, yeah. Yeah.
I
don't know what you mean by that.
We haven't heard that in a while.
Man of Steel was released
yes.
this week mm-hmm. on the Blu-ray and DVD.
Yes.
And I can't remember the people that do it. Screen mm-hmm. Picks, Rant,
yeah.
Junkies, mm-hmm. Film, Junk, Movie. I don't know.
Yeah.
I used to like baseball when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You should. I should have
yeah.
as well. They do the honest trailers.
Mm-hmm.
So they did an honest trailer for Man of Steel.
Uh-huh.
And the whole thing's about as funny as a child's funeral.
Right.
But
uh-huh.
they do drop some truth on you.
So, if you love the Christopher Reeve era Superman movies, but wish they made them less hopeful, killed countless civilians, visualized our worst fears of urban terrorism, and had Superman overcome his first villain by murdering him with his bare hands, DC has made the reboot for you, psycho.
That's really funny and true.
Yeah.
Thank you, DC.
Yeah.
That's what I yeah. wanted.
I'm the psycho.
What sort of jackassery is this?
Wow.
Yeah.
That kind.
Perfect kind, actually, so,
pretty
sir.
Pretty funny.
Yes, that's fantastic. I can't argue that.
No.
Can't argue that.
It's all true, and that's what I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't fucking admire that.
I want the Flash to kill people. I want Wonder Woman to kill people.
Oh, man.
I want Batman to bury a batarang in the Joker's face in the first
God,
5 minutes.
That would be so fucking
fuck
great.
Fuck y'all.
Thump. Bam. And then just turn around and does anyone have a problem with that?
What? And speaking of the superheroes.
Yes?
I saw Thor.
Und?
And I didn't like the first one at all.
Uh-huh.
This is a completely different movie. It really is. They figured out we probably better not have people in plastic armor
right.
in New Mexico. Let's keep them in Fantasyland,
yeah.
Asgard, wherever.
Right, right.
That way everything kind of feels better. Nice. It's a pretty entertaining film.
How is Huddleston in it?
Great.
I love that dude. Those commercials he's done for Comedy Central. It's like, who do you like? Wait, have you seen him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He pushed you over with my hands. Didn't need to have a
no. He seems like such a fucking right guy. Like a guy no. I could hang out with.
He's
know?
Excellent in it. And it awesome. Was a much
better film.
Much better experience. I don't know.
Thank
how,
you, Satan.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. I mean, they're all kind of you can see the stamp marks in
right.
damn near every piece of these movies now.
Yeah.
That's okay, because right. it's a fucking movie about Marvel's Thor.
Yeah.
So you cut a lot of slack.
Right.
And it was fun.
Okay.
There
well,
you go.
That's good.
Yes.
This is going to come into play a little bit later, but there's the funniest goddamn thing that I've ever read. Funniest sentence. It was on some news aggregator that I look at. Mm. And all it said was, herpes virus found in library copies of 50 Shades of Grey.
See, I didn't drink. I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, you know me well enough now to know. Like, don't. I'm starting something that
I'm just
going to
hold my beer.
Yeah, I started it with funniest thing I've seen in a while. Like, okay, shit. Jim's going to throw some ludicrous nonsense out. Herpes virus found. Now, here's my statement of the day. If you're reading that shit, you fucking deserve herpes.
Whoa, wow. Jesus. Not to eat their own. Nope.
No.
Oh, dear.
I genuinely don't think that. I wish that the... Actually, sorry, dude. No, I do. If you're reading that fucking garbage,
help
if you're reading that shit, I'm trying to go back to it. No, it's like, no. Fuck that. Fuck it. If you're doing any that goddamn bit of Twilight fan fiction, which is what it started out as, written by Snow Queen's Ice Dragon,
and Jeremy,
Yeah, and you think that romance is somehow some guy with a big cock beating the hell out of you?
It isn't.
Evidently, it's not. No. There's been some lies thrown around.
Not That's on this side of the tracks.
Barbaric, yeah. Disappointed! But that's the thing with it, is it's this, like, I'm sorry, it's crap, it's trash, it's awful, you have awful taste, and maybe maybe those herpes sores will just remind you when you have yourself a little outbreak not to rent your fucking low-grade softcore pornography from a library. Buy it off the internet like everyone else.
Buy it? I think you're doing it wrong.
I meant for books.
Oh. No. You don't go to the library for stories like that.
Yeah, you don't. You don't. The only people who should be looking at pornography in libraries are the homeless people on the computers.
Right.
Because, yeah. Yeah. That's a thing that apparently, you know, hey, we are okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
What does
bathrooms mean? So...
Just hire us for Wacky Morning Radio.
Yeah, I know.
We need a pinwheel. Not a pinwheel. The whistle. What the fuck is it called?
Oh, a slide whistle?
Slide whistle. Yeah, that's the one.
Nice.
Some fart sounds.
Uh-huh.
What else do we need?
Oh, man, if only there was one. I've just got... there's a bundled soundboards. There's a...
Oh, yes. Yeah.
No, that's terrible. That's awful.
It's not good at all. We have the military sounds.
Yes, we have the military sounds. Yep. We've got I've got animals. really?
Oh, it's so sad.
God damn. That is my childhood right there. That is just my fucking upbringing. I don't know how else to fucking say it, but yeah, that's
it's true, Sandy.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I grew up with. So yeah. But yes, back to herpes. I honestly do think that 50 Shades of Grey, I fucking watched on The Soup, they played something from The Bachelor where they were meeting
The Bachelor?
No, they met him, and okay. Then the whores lining up for him.
The ladies competing in the show.
At night, of the ladies of the night.
Oh, whores.
The whores, yeah. Oh, okay. The whores that are on that show. And this one woman's all, I'm really into 50 Shades of Grey and blah, blah, blah. And when she goes up and meets the Bachelor, she's like, hey, have you read any good books lately?
I have. I've read the Left Behind series.
And what would be great is if he just looked at her and said, there's only one good book. And then just looked at her. And that's it. She's like, well, I've read 50 Shades of Grey. Use a necktie you can tie me up with when you fuck me later. Like, that's because that's the implication. That's the fucking implication.
Which reminds me of a trailer I saw earlier today for Noah.
I haven't seen anything about that.
For all I read for a while was development. Right. Screenshots, this and there. Now, all of a sudden, here trailer on Apple. Done.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Full trailer, no teaser, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I like Aronofsky's stuff.
Yeah, Aronofsky's awesome.
Good. This, for people that don't know, maybe you don't, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the Old Testament.
Yes.
Before they replaced the front man in the New Testament. So,
I'm sorry, that is the most goddamn, oh my God.
I thought there would be something a little bit more, I don't know.
Sorry, that was fucking totally, thank you, that was awesome. But Alex Skolnick is still in it, right?
No, not in this one. Hmm. They all look like great white roadies. All of these
Gentiles. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you watch the trailer, you'll know.
Yeah.
It just
I'm
looks
not sure what that means.
Bunch of British Gentiles with long hair and gray clothes.
I say, Josiah.
Yes.
Isn't terrible what the Romans have done to us?
Blessed are the cheesemakers. No, that's the new front man, sorry.
See, I just want to go as over the top with a British accent. I just want to develop a character like, I drive my Jaguar with my Omega watch.
I saw a squirrel and a zebra.
A squirrel and a zebra.
Oh, and once I saw a blimp.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So there it is.
It looks like quite a spectacle.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't get over the fact
it's all
everybody looked like Pantera fans.
Right on.
So, there's that.
What I
they shave their heads to symbolize that they have been defecated on.
Because at one point Noah has
a lot of sorcerers.
This look.
Yeah.
Which is odd. Anyway. Yeah.
You know what I love about the subject of this week's show is when we tell people suggest topics, we have a pretty quick turnaround with that because here's a little secret. We don't like thinking up topics for the show.
Not really.
Every once in a while, we have a really good one. But here's a number that's going to blow your fucking mind. In February, we're hitting 200.
Ching gow.
Yeah.
Going for the boat.
That's amazing.
Do you know how fucking hard it is to come up with topics
really,
after
really
200
hard.
Fucking shows? The only one that we hadn't used right away is my friend Aaron posted a thing about a survival guide to chick flicks. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
It's not. But I don't. It's one where it could be interesting, but it's like I hope's not into chick flicks. And so I don't have any.
People watch them every once in a while, but usually watch them alone.
Yeah, well, that's how chick flicks are meant to be watched, alone with ice cream.
Yeah,
tears
so,
maybe. You know?
I don't know. I think so.
Sadness.
I remember the last, not even a chick flick. Warm Bodies isn't a chick flick.
No, not at all. No, just
that's.
I just had a brainstorm here.
I'm not against watching chick flicks with my significant other because I like getting laid.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really bother me. When I was a dating man, it didn't really bother me.
Yeah, no, I mean,
it's
not
like those comedians that talk about the joke of, you know, walking up with the female hygiene products at the store.
Yeah,
like, I didn't have that issue. I'm like,
who cares,
that's right.
Yeah,
they're not for me, motherfucker.
Yeah. Got a lady at home, bitch. Yeah,
what's up now?
What is? I know we've always been the lonely cat ice cream folks, but I just for some reason thought of Sad Tabby.
Sad Tabby could be a very good one.
That would be a soda that one would drink with it.
But some of those cat ladies are really particular about their cats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Cast a wide net.
I know. Yeah, good point. Good point.
I've thought about this.
Douche.
It's true.
Yeah.
I really have.
But here's the thing. If you pitch an idea for a show, I think our quickest turnaround was like that week where somebody suggested one. This was like 2 weeks at most. So if you have a show you'd like to hear us do, you can call us at 512-666-RANT. You can call us on Skype at @the_film_thugs. You can put it on our Facebook, on our Twitter, or email it to thefilmthugs@gmail.com.
Yeah, whatever. We'll probably do it.
Fucking
because it's either like someone just suggests something and we do it, or I can't tell you how many times one of us has come up with something really intricate and cool, and the other one will say, won't that take a lot of prep?
Yeah, won't that take some prep?
Won't that take some effort?
We'll do that in like 3 weeks. How does that sound?
Silent. You know? Oh, no.
See, because the thing is, when we started out, we would do a lot more prep for our shows because we'd have like 3 weeks between them.
That's true.
We'd run three at a time, but then we'd have, a damn near a month until we'd do our next batch. So sitting there and doing that research in that amount of time is easy when we're... You know, when I'm emailing you at 4 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, like, what the fuck are we recording on Friday? You're like, we're just printed actors.
I don't know. Did Walzer send us anything?
No.
Okay, well, he did this time, so cool. Let's
yeah.
just do this.
Yeah,
thanks, Ben.
Walzer, we need to have him on the show because he's been at times more fucking essential to this show than either one of us.
Oh, me, for sure.
So it's definitely, a thing
that
we'll
need.
You
could easily just have a stunt Clarkson here, like Airplane 2, just, one. Is it one? I don't remember.
I think it was one. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't
knows?
Even.
Just have Phil Ogden and Ben Walzer on.
Yeah.
And we'll take the fucking week off.
Yeah, that'd be great. That would be fucking.
Because we haven't done that at all.
No.
Here recently. Yeah.
God, how weird was it? I forgot how much I loved recording until we. How much I'd forgotten that I'd loved it until we went 2 weeks without doing it, and then I was like, "Oh, it's a little okay." Then when we sat down to do it, I was like, "Holy shit!" Which is why I rushed through like an hour's worth of pre-movie material in like 5 minutes. I'm like, "Oh, then this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened." Okay,
Rhinoceros.
Me?
Where is that? There.
Monosaurus.
Yeah, so
that's good.
That's it. So basically, to everyone out there.
Well, how about you get off your great fat anus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
That's all we're asking. That's all we're asking. So throw that shit at us. He sent us something going, hey, maybe it's time for another look into the future with the must-see movies of 2014 from, Den of Geek?
Yes, and we agreed.
Can I get any of you cunts a drink?
You can, and I'll have one.
No, 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 no!
So, yeah, we decided let's make it so. Let's make it so. And I realized something. I have really grown out of the big must-see movies phase of my life.
Yeah. Let's see. Superman.
Yeah.
For childhood reasons.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, from going through this list, I think that there are like two that I want to see in the theater.
Dark Knight Rises. I was pretty excited.
Oh, God,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be a fucking moving heaven and earth type movie for me to really be like, hell yeah. Even the Avengers, I was like, okay, I'll see it. I wasn't losing my mind over it. I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Drive. I really wanted to see Drive.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just not much. So what we're going to do is talk through and give our responses and feelings towards the films on this list of shit you got to see. And for some of them, we'll actually read descriptions. For others, we won't.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, we'll just sort of take it as we feel. So the first one on the list is RoboCop.
Yes.
And the only thing that I look at from that preview that I'm like, I kind of really want to see is what they do with Jackie Earl Haley on it. But honestly, the preview does nothing for me. It's almost confusing.
There's a lot going on.
There really is. There really, really is.
A whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And a big cast.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
A confusing quality of cast.
It's cast. They're all over the fucking place.
Well, I like all of you.
Uh-huh.
Why are you here?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Why do you hate me?
Yeah, I don't...
this combination like that, because we've got...
Why now, Michael Keaton? Why now?
It's got, yeah, Michael Keaton, Gary Oldman, Jennifer... Something, E-H-L-E. That's... Don't, just spell it phonetically. Michael K. Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Which, now I'm more interested in seeing it. Abby Cornish and Samuel L. Jackson. That is a fucking... That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a whole lot of shit happening there. But just the preview for it, I look at it like, this is missing the point that was made with the original one. This isn't, you know, the original one was done as a parody.
Right.
And there's none of those elements there. I mean, granted, they could still pull it off. I'm just not jazzed about it. Nothing I've seen about it really gets me going.
A slick reproduction or new production of Starship Troopers.
I'm not sure what... That means.
I don't either, but Paul Verhoeven does.
Yeah.
And he would have his idea about what he did with RoboCop and what he did with Space Troopers or whatever. I don't know if I want to see a slick new version of just the shiny bits of RoboCop without, not that I needed Paul Verhoeven's little message.
Right.
I didn't. But it didn't give it a certain charm.
Yeah.
That
oh, yeah.
this thing just really doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
It's all hat and no cattle.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just looks confusing because it's like, wait, he still remembers everything. I mean, part of what made it work was the fact that, tabula rasa. He had no idea anything. It was what the fuck, you know?
So, I think they're just looking for a reason to put him in a black outfit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. And the outfit just, it's kind of cool, but it looks sort of weird. You know what looks cool, what I would pay to see? Did you see the pictures of Batboy? In San Francisco? No. It's not what you think it is. Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this. Yeah.
The pictures of it are awesome.
I haven't seen pictures.
It's this little kid who's just, like, tough guy, like Zach Baggins walking in his outfit. And they've got, like, you know, the Penguin and the Joker that he arrests. But, like, that looks more badass to me than fucking outfit in this thing.
Could you just grab every villain as he walked down the street?
Pretty much.
Swear to me!
That would be awesome. Threw him off a roof.
Yeah. That would be badass.
Yeah.
Wish granted.
Yeah. That's the business I'm looking for. Now, the next one, I still have not seen the original. I've not seen 300 all the way through.
It's
I watched it with you. I don't even think we got to the Oracle dancing under the water. I was like, I don't give a fuck about this. No, enough. It does have Ava Green, who
that's
is
good.
A bit of all right.
She is indeed.
She is lovely. And that's interesting to me, but nothing in this movie looks like something I'd want to watch.
I've seen the trailer a few times in different films over the past few months.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I didn't really care about 300 when it first came out. Yeah. I just kind of saw it in a whim.
Yeah, I didn't give a shit either.
And I was like, wow, this is really good.
Uh-huh.
For what it is.
Right.
You know, rah-rah.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Do your thing.
But...
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I don't know if I need this.
Yeah, same here. That's exactly
that's
how
all.
I feel.
Maybe it's awesome.
Yeah,
no idea.
It could be. Yeah. The Muppets most. You want to talk about a cast that's all over the place? Tina Fey, Tom Hiddleston, Salma Hayek, Christoph Waltz, Ricky Gervais, Ray Liotta, and Danny Trejo are going to be in
way
it.
To
which
go, Danny.
That fits, though. Having that kind of frenetic guest starring thing totally fits with the Muppets.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Ethos. You know, that fits it. But I haven't seen anything about it. I'll probably watch it when it's out on video. Probably maybe go see it with my sister's kids and do another, yeah. You know, at the movies with my sister's kids.
There you go.
But, yeah, just...
I don't... give a shit anymore about the Muppets.
Yeah.
I got nothing against them.
Yeah.
You know, but whatever fascination I had as a kid, I don't have the same tie into that as I do with other things.
What's weird to me about it that makes it distracting is how all of the Jim Henson voiced ones, like Kermit and some sound a little bit different now.
Right.
And it's weird to me. But, like, realizing these kids have no fucking idea.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Yeah, that's sure. always been Kermit to them. And it's just odd, because I always feel like, you know, it's that uncanny valley. It's so close, but not quite. And it's not
like
a criticism.
Like all the stuff after Mel Blanc died.
Yeah.
That's...
It's just a little bit off.
Not bad. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's stupid or anything.
Yeah, it's
like
a decent impression. And it's more that... It's weird because it was such a big, you know, those were such big things in my childhood that it's like, that's not Kermit.
No, I just kind of put it away. That's all.
Yeah.
What other things I clearly have not.
right.
Just, whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, anyway, then we get into our roadie movie here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Which, pff,
no awe.
Why not? You know, and, you know, Russell Crowe.
What are you cackling at, fatty? Too much pie, that's your problem.
It is, and Russell Crowe.
Yeah. I don't have
sure
any
sure
really.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, I just don't have any interest in it. It's just, you know.
Nope.
Whatever. Now, here's one that I'm curious about because it's Captain America the Winter Soldier.
Yes.
Here's my feeling on it. The first Captain America movie is one half fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I thought it was fantastic. Once they got into Red Face, I don't give a fuck what his real name is. His name's Red Face.
It is Red Face. He's making fun of Indians.
Yeah.
Or Injuns, as Jim calls them.
That's true. Yeah. I'm very, very leery of Native American. I don't really know what that means.
Fucking thing sucks.
Ooh. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
But now, so I dug half of it. Now, this one, I don't know anything about it, but it's going to be, you know, in today. So it'll, you know, it's just going to be an independent event adventure away from the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, maybe.
Like the Thor.
Yeah.
And from what I've seen, the trailer.
Right.
I've seen it online, and I saw it in front of Thor.
Uh-huh.
It's the following the Captain America questioning.
Mm-hmm.
The world, or authority and the world he's in arc, where he's super suspicious about who he works for and all that.
Okay.
And that's always good.
Yeah.
Questioning Cappy is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently he just mows the ass off of all of these agents in an elevator. And I like that.
Awesome. I can get behind that.
I can get behind Captain America wailing on some fools.
Yeah.
Almost all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
Robert Redford as a, I'm assuming, at first a good politician that's helping, not politician, but bureaucrat.
Right.
That eventually becomes bad guy.
Right.
If that's what happens, it's pretty good. Because that's some pretty big firepower for a Marvel movie.
God, yes.
Quite a get.
Oh, yes.
So I'm interested to see it.
So
I like Captain America a whole lot more than the first Thor movie.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I like the beginning of Captain America more than a lot of things. And I think the best line ever, you know, his flying monkeys. I got that reference. That moment of just absolute pride. But it's more, oh, my God, somebody's speaking language that makes sense to me finally.
Right.
I like Chris Evans as Captain America. He looks the fucking part to me. He's just got that.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with the workout physique that guy's got. Because it's just
fucking spooky.
Upper body.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Now, any lat exercises? No, yeah. All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Every day from morning from when I rise to when I sleep. Although it really does make it difficult for me to take him seriously in other parts, just because it's like, you know, he was in some movie where he played a lawyer, and I'm like, that's what the fuck?
No. That's not right.
Yeah. Your body is too triangular. Awesome. It's too rad. It's too fucking sweet, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, why'd you have to use that voice? That
I so love good. Guacamole.
Hey.
You started it.
No,
you started it.
Nope.
How dare
Wasn't
you?
Wasn't me.
How dare you?
Oh, shit. I got you good, you fucker.
Now, this next one, I don't understand. I haven't heard anything about, so I'm going to read the description of it. It's called Transcendence. When Wally Pfister
giggles.
announced his imminent retirement from cinematography. Cinephiles wept. And now it's time to rejoice. Blah, blah, blah. Where is it? Will is a computer scientist who is attempting to map the human brain with euphoric technology. But after a tragedy, his wife must upload his own mind into a computer. From there, it gets confusing. Cast also includes some other people.
Okay, so the makers of this film and Ray Kurzweil are going to see it.
Yes.
Probably Joe Rogan.
Yeah, yeah. Just take some psychedelics.
Everything will be fine.
Everything will be fine. I haven't listened to his show in forever.
It's still good.
Yeah, good, good. I like it. Now, The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at it here, and I'm seeing...
I don't know why they did that.
Okay, it's now... I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be very good, because Harry Osborn, Norman Osborn, Electro, Rhino, oh, and Felicia Hardy. There are two... I can just looking at it, there's too many fucking characters.
I know that the end game, or the rumored end game, is they want to get around to is it Sinister Six? Whatever. Forgive me if I'm wrong.
Right.
I think it's Sinister Six or Sinister Seven or fucking Naughty Eight or whatever. Rueful Nine.
Nice.
I don't know.
Nice.
I know that they're eventually. The rumor is they want to get to that. And you weren't talking about too many characters.
Yeah.
Shaka Zulu.
Yes.
That's a lot of characters.
Well, I mean, looking at this, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 major characters that are going to be introduced. That's it. All I'm saying is, from a structure standpoint, that's going to be busy as hell and a lot of shit. A lot of shit is going to feel rushed.
And so the picture I'm looking at here. There you go. It's Spider-Man versus a Spencer's Gift globe.
Yeah.
Hey, fucker.
I think I've seen the image. Let me see it again. I think it's Spider-Man. Actually, it's Spider-Man versus the poster to Prometheus.
Yes. Via Spencer's
Gift. Yes, via Spencer's Gifts. Like, look.
Don't step on my joke like that, Jim.
Step on your joke. Well, it left plenty of time if you stepped on.
Oh, really?
Fuck you, science!
My random is strong, bitch.
I know. I can't argue that. I really can't. So, yeah. But
suck a muckle.
It just seems too busy. That's all I can say. It seems way too busy. Because, I mean, shit, you've got Rhino and Electro alone. Really?
I don't know why. And I enjoyed the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought the first one was
okay.
Yeah, because it was balanced.
Yeah. But, for whatever reason, they think when you have a sequel,
yeah,
we got to double the villains.
Yep.
and triple the villains.
Yep.
Quadruple and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just keep adding characters.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's what they want.
Normally the second movie has like two bad guys, and then the third movie they go nuts with.
Right.
This one they were like, fuck it.
All the chips to the center of the table.
Just put everyone in it. Everyone. So yes, that's fun. And then of course, we need another Godzilla.
Yeah, sure we do.
The cast is kind of shocking. Elizabeth Olsen from Mad Men, Bryan Cranston, David Strathairn, Juliette Binoche. I mean, that's fucking crazy, but am I alone in that I just don't give a shit about Godzilla? I never have.
When I was a kid, I liked all of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty well.
You know how old I was when I saw Godzilla for the first time?
20.
Like 23.
I mean, they're fun.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't really care about this much.
All that I remember from the first Godzilla was that the dubbing of the scientist saying a nuclear phenomenon. Because he said it so weird. Phenomenon.
I've since prefer my giant rubber Japanese monster movies with Joel and the Bots or Mike and the Bots.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it's no problem.
See, I lean more towards the Gamera stuff with them because,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, that's fucking what I want to see.
Gamera.
Yeah.
He is full of turtle meat. Mm. It's Hirohito. So true. Hirohito Gamera. Goddamn. So, I love the first sentence on this next movie. It's a rare thing when the seventh film in a franchise feels like the freshest idea ever.
It's true.
And I am really looking forward to X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yes.
I think it's going to be outstanding.
In my opinion, X-Men First Class is probably my favorite of them.
Yeah.
Next to X-Men 2, maybe.
Mm-hmm. First Class is great.
It's really, really good.
Yep. We're going to have...
The trailer looks a little... this first trailer for Future Past is pretty dire.
Right. You know,
setting all the stakes and the weight of it.
Right.
So you don't see much of the action promised, but it looks really good.
More naked Jennifer Lawrence.
That's always fine.
I mean, that's
I'll make you get up and sing.
It works, yeah. Cantor, cantor, a real toro pecho, echar, ese grito, que lindo es Jalisco. Barbaric. It looks cool. I mean, he had some time travel shit happening. It's based off of a really good book.
Yeah.
I wish that... It's one of those... It's a little too demon in a bottle serious, but I'd love for them to do God Loves, Man Kills.
Yes.
But no.
Yeah.
Anything where the first image is two children murdered in a playground because they're mutants.
Get off your ass and do Secret Wars.
Yeah. Yeah. Just do something awesome like that.
I want to see The Beyonder.
Wow. I think it does look very good. And the poster is much better than the original poster for First Class.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good because it couldn't be worse. It could not have been worse.
Yeah, it could be worse. It was called Wolverine.
What, the poster? Oh, yeah, the Wolverine, the weird Photoshop ninja attack. Ninja Nami.
What?
Oh, my God. The sequel to Piranha Nami will be Ninja Nami. Tsunami full of ninjas.
Fucking patent pending.
Is the plural for ninja ninjas or is it ninja?
It's ninjas now.
Okay. All right. Because I was just going to say, you know...
If we can put ninjas in a tsunami, we can make the plural whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
That's how this shit works, yo.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Ninjo.
Ninjo.
That's the plural for ninja.
Yeah.
Now, I know where you're going to be on May 30th, 2014.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't need my wife pulling me there to go there.
Yeah.
It's fucking happening.
Mm-hmm. It is Maleficent.
Yes.
And that is the... Is it Snow White or...
No, Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty. Okay. Shows my knowledge of that. I probably won't be seeing it. But, well, not right away, at least. It looks... The poster's kind of cool.
So the teaser trailer came out this week.
Yes.
And it looks pretty fucking good. For as these things go.
Yes.
So, yes. If she could just get her gear off, that'd be great, too. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
Maleficent was kind of... up there for me when I was a kid.
Yeah. So. Baroness-esque.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's sad, really. Identify with those cartoons first.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Hey, what's a brother to do?
Maybe if you invite Maleficent to a fucking christening, none of this would ever happen.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know.
I know I say that every time we bring it up, but here we are.
Well, mama.
Well, mama. Come on.
That's your baby.
I'm sorry.
Crazy
That's
asshole.
That's your baby.
I love it.
That's your baby.
Where mama at?
So, yeah, where mama?
Where mama?
Where mama? Where mama?
Anyway, it looks fine.
Yeah, it does. It looks all right.
Looks a hell of a lot better than Snow White and the Huntsman, or which was a fucking weird movie.
Yeah.
That they want to do a sequel to without Snow White.
Okay, why not? Why wouldn't you? That makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Is it? How does it rank against Great and Powerful Oz? My only problem with Great and Powerful Oz is because of the 3D for it, it ended up watching it in 2D, looking like a middle school play with a lot of budget thrown at it.
I think Oz knew what it was.
Yeah.
Where Huntsman thought it was a hell of a lot heavier than it really had any reason even trying to be.
Well, all right.
That's my estimation.
Sure.
Well, so there.
Well, all right. So next we get Edge of Tomorrow. Let me read, because this is all I know. Everyone loves the movie Groundhog Day, where Bill Murray must repeat the same horrific date until he embraces it. Now turn that premise into a war of alien invasion in which an inexperienced soldier must relive his death in battle again and again until he stops the space-aged scum, and you may have yourself a summer blockbuster. Granted, it will not be the first sci-fi film to experiment with such a premise. Cough, Source Code. I think that meant to be like, Source Code.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But to be fair, this is based on a pre-existing Japanese light novel called All You Need Is Kill.
Mm.
Although with a cast like Tom Cruise, Emily Blunt, and Bill Paxton, it appears that killing will have a bit of surplus too. If they called it All You Need Is Kill, I'd want to see it a little bit more.
Edge of Tomorrow sounds like something they have in the movies when they're making a movie about a movie.
The only reason all I think of with that is when I used to go to trivia. And they would ask the trivia pluckers, whenever there would be a question about Saved by the Bell or Saved by the Bell, the college years, the host would start singing the theme song, which is, Standing on the Edge of Tomorrow. And so I'm like, oh, that's all I think now. Is it a fucking Saved by the Bell, the college years movie? Because that's what it looks like.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, I got no time for this.
You mean you really are taking drugs?
I need them.
Jesse, give me those.
I need them back. I have to sing.
Jesse, you can't sing tonight.
Yes, I can.
They consider it Jesse, so insincere. Jesse, shut the fuck up.
Shut up,
I had to play that. How many times do I get the chance to play Jesse on drugs?
Again, what are the odds that you have that one lined up right when I fucking mentioned Saved by the Bell?
Hey, man.
Jesus. I'm going to go off on a tangent here.
I'm lost, man.
How much do you miss the very special episodes where it's like, we're going to teach a message
incredibly.
The Onion writes them up. And the ones that I remember most, and I'm going to go like 3, 2, and then 1 here, is there was an episode of Growing Pains where Mike went to a party where people were doing the cocaine in the bathroom.
Great.
And at the end, he even came out and he's like, I don't do drugs and I'm not... Blah, blah, blah. Kirk Cameron, the guy who was like, that really hot woman who's in this show with me was in Playboy. We need her gone.
That's what you do.
Yeah, that's precisely what you do. You jerk off. Which was then followed closely by, actually, I'm going to go to them. There was another Growing Pains where Carol, the daughter, was dating this guy. And they introduced him out of nowhere. His name was Sandy. He was played by Matthew Perry. How do I remember this? I don't know. But... He was one of those characters that got introduced, and then, like, the first episode he's in, they're talking about him as though he has been there since the pilot.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, she's going out with Sandy. They're going to get married. It's great. And he died in a drunk driving accident.
Aww.
And so it's just... And then there was an episode of Family Ties where it was obvious Michael J. Fox was like, apparently there are black box theaters, and we need to do one of those. And it's like, again, a character we've never heard mentioned before is, like, Alex's best friend for life, and he dies, and it's Alex going to therapy to deal with it, and is this very black box direct address of the audience with this kind of, well, Alex, how did you feel about that? I didn't feel anything. I don't feel anything anymore. And he's, you know, just turning in and out of scenes. It's fucking beautiful. And then the character never mentioned again.
Oh.
But not the greatest, very special episode of all time. That would be the episode of Different Strokes where Dudley almost gets molested by that guy that owns the bike stop.
Yell at my ass!
I remember watching that when I was a kid and being fucking traumatized by it. Like,
Jump wants you to touch him.
What is Jungle? Why is he drinking red wine without his shirt on? What's happening here?
Oh, be nice!
It was horrifying. If you haven't seen, it's like there's
it's
this
really creepy
bicycle shop owner who's like really friendly with the kids, and oh, he's great, but and then it ends up with them hanging out at his place, and he shows them dirty pictures of, you know, like oh, it's okay to look at pictures of ladies like this and drink some wine and take this pill and go into the bathroom without your shirt on. It was like,
oh god,
holy crap, what the fuck is this?
No.
Why is this happening?
Look
to
at
me?
My wing.
Why are you eyeing my lemon drink?
Oh, lemon drink. Shit, I stepped all
it's
over
okay,
it.
It's okay, don't worry about it. We're still figuring this whole thing out.
You are the motherfucking Antichrist!
Yeah.
It is one of the most jarring episodes ever. I miss those.
Yeah.
At this moment, oh yeah, I'm so excited. It led me on that. I was like, I don't know why the fuck we're talking about this. We need more of those.
Yes.
Because it was all family sitcoms, and then every once in a while it would be, you know, something
serious.
Something way too serious.
Yes.
And because it's in this context that you're used to being funny, in retrospect, you look back and go, what the fuck? Really, what the fuck is that? Evidently, I read an interview with somebody, like I saw a thing in Entertainment Weekly where one of the creators of Party of Five was like, our goal is to just make every episode a very special episode.
Well, that's true.
Like, why not? Just
how many times I can watch that one kid open the fridge and stare at a six-pack of beer, however. I don't know.
We need to do... Fucking brilliant idea. You and I, this is...
Six-packs of beer? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. We need to come up with a TV show that is just called Very Special Episode. And all it is every week, just a different reenactment of a very special episode of whatever show.
Whatever. I like it. I love it. It's patent pending.
Yeah. Has to be from beginning to end. Again, Jesse Spano's doing caffeine pills. These things can be habit forming. You need to be careful with that. I'll tell you, miss.
So what we're saying is, Edge of Tomorrow is a terrible title.
It really is. It really is.
But good luck, Tom Cruise. Now, like you need it.
This next one, I actually met the guy who wrote it at Austin Film Festival a couple years ago. And it is...
Fuck you, science!
Again, 22 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Which... interesting title, but honestly, if they are able to get anywhere near as fucking good as 21 Jump Street, I'll be happy.
They got to know the pressure's on.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That shit was funny.
That shit was hilarious. I watch it thinking, whatever. Who fucking, I'll check
Same
it.
Here.
Holy crap. Immediately, it was dead on. I loved that shit. The funniest bit, though, is VJ and I always made fun of that 6-pack of tacos or 12-pack of tacos that you bring to a party. And when Jonah Hill showed up, I brought tacos. And then later, James Franco's little brother's like, man, and you brought those tacos? Like, yes.
Party pack, yo.
If you show up to a party with a 12-pack of Taco Bell tacos, odds are someone's going to ask you to leave.
Probably. Depends.
Yeah.
It really depends on what kind of party you're going
to. But it's not like, you know, if you show up to a party with one of those fucking buckets of 50 chicken McNuggets, people will be like, all right,
yeah,
I'll eat some of that.
Maybe.
Chicken stuff.
Chicken goo, eh?
Chicken goo, you says. Did you bring a sugary sauce to put on it?
I hope so.
I say.
Mustard ayonnaise.
Mayostered ayonnaise. Yes, it's good shit.
So Fast and Furious 7.
That's one of the ones that I'm like.
It looks like it's going to. A film I have to go see in the theater.
Yeah. Why would you have to go see it in the theater?
Because of Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
That's why.
Again, now, I'm stepping back. If you don't like, if you see any of these and don't like them, that's on you. You shouldn't have seen Fast and the Furious. Because they are exactly as advertised.
Fast and Furious 1.
Uh-huh.
If you watched Fast and Furious 1 and were like, this is a piece of shit. I can't stand this. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's it. You're done.
That's it. You're done.
Don't go again to the stabbing cave and complain about the length of blades.
Yeah.
Just
They're Tokyo Drifting.
I saw Fast and Furious 1. I'm just like, I don't care for this at all. You know how many other films I've seen in the Fast and Furious franchise?
None.
Dick.
Yeah.
That's the number.
I've watched them in different order.
Right.
And I ended up like, okay, I get a little drunk, get a little buzz going. Sit back. I'm like, this is kind of cool. I know nothing about cars.
Yeah. That said, so, I would watch them now because I know what I'm getting into.
Exactly.
I kind of fucking knew the first time.
Yeah.
But whatever.
You add fucking Saint Kurt to this, man. You add his holiness to this and it's a fucking done deal. There's not even a debate on this one. I'm seeing this in the theater, probably even opening day.
Maybe. We may be a little drunk.
Yeah, it's July 11th. I will be out of work.
We'll probably be.
I'll be out of work. We'll have moved or be in the process of moving.
We should be moved by then.
Yeah.
We should both be homeowners.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Drunken homeowners.
And we'll watch it and then come home and sit around the fire pit and throw shit in the fire pit and be like, that's awesome.
This is a good, that'll look good, Russell.
Yeah,
let's throw it out. I know what I want! God damn it!
Why is he yelling at the dog?
And then the night will burn down to this drunken Irish song.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we'll just be that last part.
Talk shit all night long.
that's what it's going to be.
Awful things.
Awful things. Just talk shit all night long. Then we follow that up with... Oh, actually, shit. Yeah, because my shit with my apartment's done in June, end of June. So, fuck yeah, by that point, we'll be up there. We'll watch it in fucking not Austin.
Yeah. Dunzo.
Dunzo. And drink...
Yeah.
Maybe even have to get one of those little kegs to celebrate. Just one this time.
Yeah.
Not one each.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Just the one.
Just the one.
And I'm okay with that. I know my limits now. Follow this up with fucking Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. I fucking loved Rise.
Me too.
I thought it was fantastic. It is... I've watched a couple of the Planet of the Apes movies. They are not very good. The first one is okay, but if you go into that, like, by the time I saw it, the fucking twist at the end had been burned into the ground, where the whole time I'm like, oh, okay, so it's, yeah, okay.
Past the original Planet of the Apes films, and arguably maybe the last half, You it's like Wizards.
Yeah.
You need marijuana.
Yeah, yeah, I could imagine that. And not a small quantity. You need all of it.
No,
you need like
you don't need a
Chong
pinner.
In.
You need a fucking heaping pack and bong full of...
You need a hookah with like 2 pounds.
Yeah, you need something serious to get through the weirdness that is about to hit you.
Pack it, fired up. Come along, take a hit from the bong.
Right. That kind of thing.
Is that a gangster party?
It is.
Awesome.
Perfect. I paint a picture. Bomb the hoochies with precision.
Ain't
nothing but a gangster party.
That's right.
Ain't nothing but a gangster party. He sounds so forlorn at the end. I just like that we're getting... I mean, seriously, everything about it was good, and I'm looking forward to this next one. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Looks good.
Now, I know fuck all about Guardians of the Galaxy.
I know so little about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Uh-huh.
It almost felt like a fucking work when I heard about it.
Yeah,
yeah. Are you sneaking something in?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
It's one of the things, I know so little about Guardians of the Galaxy that I almost know everything about it. My knowledge is so bad that I nearly cross back over into total knowledge
of it. I don't know anything about it.
Neither do I, yeah.
It should be fine.
It's got
A bit of a tie-in at the end of Thor.
Okay.
And little stingers that Marvel loves so much.
Yes, they do.
So much.
Uh-huh.
And there's a tie-in there with the Collector, which also ties in with Thanos from the Avengers.
Okay.
I don't know. I just don't. Hmm. I don't know. I know Bradley Cooper is Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah.
I know that Dave Bautista is... the big green guy that's not the Hulk.
Nice.
which makes sense.
Yeah, I know that. What's his name from Parks and Rec? Why am I forgetting his name? He's like one of my favorite. He's in it. He's the guy who lost all of that fucking Chris Pratt lost all that fucking weight.
What's he look like?
Hang on a second. He's the guy who like cut out beer and all that shit. And let me pull this shit up. Yeah. But when you're making a Marvel film,
well, they put that sweet Marvel money in front of you.
Yeah,
you hit it.
I'm gonna even pull up the before and after. Chris Pratt. Actually, there's the before and after shots of him.
Oh, that dude.
Yeah, that dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And fucking looking at the after, it's like holy shit, yeah, son. Yeah, yeah. That is fucking magnificent.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very, very proud of you.
Very proud of you.
Very proud of you for admitting that.
Very proud of you.
Embrace excuses. I embrace solutions.
God, I can't wait for it. I need to watch some more of that show at some point. Just because, why not?
Someone gave him a memo about renaming places.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. And I'm pretty sure it was me.
Yeah.
Just talking about it.
A hard cock lounge.
On our show, yeah. that reaches the dozens.
Yeah. We reach literally a hundreds.
Are we a hundreds now?
A hundreds.
A hundred of people.
A hundreds of people.
Every week.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure just by me bringing that up.
Yeah.
That and anyone with ears.
Yeah.
Figuring out you probably shouldn't rename the dive off the five the power plant.
Rocky Room 6.
Pump.
We're no. calling this place that, squishy.
Someone figured out, hey, Dave, why don't we just name it something else? Mm-hmm. Keep the real name or shorten the real name.
Yeah.
If it happens to be called the... I can't think of anything that's not a gay-sounding name
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
It's all like the sword fight in my head. I can't think of
it. If you find a place called Butt Plugs,
I don't know.
Then you can change the name. But other than that, you're off.
I'm ashamed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Speaking of butt plugs, the next one on the list, 50 Shades of Herpes.
Which so a song like Slap a Hoe, which you mentioned by the group Dove Shack, which touts the virtues of a machine that automatically smacks a wife or girlfriend into line.
Anytime the term touts the virtues, that sentence should never, ever be tied to slap a hoe. It's not okay. No, you're wrong here. But the first line of it is, come on, admit it, you're curious.
I'll say.
Oh, wow, it opens the same day as Guardians of the Galaxy. That would be some shit where if I was dating a woman who was really into 50 Shades of Grey, after I killed myself.
Double feature.
We'd go to the movies and be like, you go watch that, I'm going to watch Guardians of the Galaxy, but I really want you in there. Shut up.
Would it be fucking a munchitation situation?
Get some fucking herpes off the seat.
Mm-hmm. That's
then
right.
Walk home. Because that's what you get.
Gonna pick up some MILFs.
Boom, I go shithouse at him.
So, yeah, that... I don't like the look of it. I don't care.
Don't care.
Not in the slightest.
Not a bit.
So, follow that up with fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I don't care.
Here's what's weird about that. You and I aged out of that just as it hit. Like, if we were a year younger, I think it would, or maybe 2 years,
maybe.
It would be a totally different story. But it hit right when we aged out.
Yes.
And it just sort of became, because, you know, when I was a kid, that was the sort of thing I would have been into, you know.
I subscribed to a magazine called Famous Monsters of Filmland, which the publisher was a guy named Forrest J. Ackerman, who passed away recently.
Okay, thank you. but I might have gotten into it. I tried to, but it was weird because Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is one of those things that had, like, so many different versions. There was, like, the original Japanese version that was a little more hardcore, and then there was, like, one that was put out by Archie Comics and shit like that. So it was just impossible to trace.
I have no connection with it at all. My toys were left in a pile behind me as I stumbled off with my first Sabbath record at that point.
Yeah.
I discovered music and toys were no longer a part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So
there.
Mary. I don't know. That and fucking kitty cats. What is that one? Thundercats.
Yeah. Thundercats. See, I discovered Thundercats when I was like 9.
Yeah.
So I was able to get into that shit. But, yeah.
Small town.
Yeah.
Thundercats took a while to
Voltron.
Get down. Oh, no.
No, that's another story. Yeah.
Totally
different story.
That's a big deal.
Now, A Dame to Kill For. Here's the problem. A Dame to Kill For has a twist in it that's already been ruined by
the
movies.
Yeah, a bit.
It's already been horribly ruined, but it also has Eva Green in it. So I am down for that. I am down. The thing is, this is one of those movies they've been talking about making for like a decade.
Yeah.
And I...
I hope it'll be cool.
Yeah, same here. I don't want movies to
be
bad.
I like Josh Brolin. Yeah. I love everything I'm seeing about Old Boy. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot.
I haven't seen anything about it.
It's looking pretty fucking good. And I really like the original. So, to the people that are pulling their hair out that this is even being touched,
I think it's.
I don't know what to do with you. But I like the original, and the original is always there. I can always go watch it.
Right.
And it's a good time. This looks like a pretty good take on it. Yeah. Interesting take.
See. Well, what's weird, it's another Eva Green in a Frank Miller, which is interesting, and another Frank Miller sequel, which,
But there's hope, because Frank Miller is not directing on
one. No, he's not. He's not. Here's what I'll say with Old Boy. I think it's more in Spike Lee's wheelhouse.
Oh, yes.
Well, his actual wheelhouse is tweeting the addresses of innocent people and encouraging people to go kill them. Well, but, you know, whatever. He is and always was an art house director.
Yeah.
And his sensibility is art house. Old Boy fits with that more.
Yes.
So I think it'll be good.
Hopefully it'll be fine.
ooh, I just saw Vlad Tepes.
Oh.
And it actually does say Vlad Tepes.
Tepish.
Tepish. Vlad Tepish.
Trapper Tepish. What the fuck? Vlad Tepish.
Go in and get your fucking shot.
Vlad Tepish.
Chip chip. I don't know anything about it. Let's see.
Come here now. Oh, baby. Oh, you make me so hot now. Come here. Oh, you make me so hot! Oh, yeah. Come here! Fudge midnight! Fudge midnight! Come here! Come here!
So hot! It just has so much fucking stank.
So angry.
Yeah.
So angry.
Yes.
Yeah, so Dracula. Yeah.
Okay, here it is. A classic never dies. It just rises from the grave again and again. Yet, for their fourth official attempt to unearth the undead count... Why is undead capitalized? Learn your fucking grammar, jerk-offs. Universal Pictures... I have room to talk. Now partnered with Legendary, is attempting to go underneath the... intent on going back to the origins of the vampire. Yes, it's true, the connection between Vlad Tepes and vampires was first made by Bram Stoker in his 1879... What? There was a novel? let us not quibble over details. In this Halloween-themed timed vampire flick, Universal time warps to the 15th century. After the fall of Constantinople, Eastern Europe is in a world of religious and cultural upheaval.
Sounds expensive.
Out of the darkness arises a Roman prince, Vlad, played by Luke Evans. Why does that name sound familiar? Whose unusual story will inevitably take him down the dark and damned path of the Nosferatu, complete with Dominic Cooper and Charlie Cox, Samantha Banks as a succubus claiming men's souls.
Succumuckus.
She is indeed. No, we have to hold on for a second. She plays what?
Succumuckus.
Okay. claiming men's soul. This would appear to be the first mainstream movie in ages worth looking into. Okay.
Whatever.
Don't even care. Yeah, I'm like.
He was the prince of Wallachia. Romania. So,
yeah.
Fucking get your shit straight.
Watch the Ghost Adventures and you'll see more about him.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he's not this fucking horrible asshole everyone made him out to be.
Yeah, he kind of was. He really, really was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sorry.
Oh, well, I learned something.
Bad news.
Yeah.
They haven't quite gotten to that whole impaling thing in the NBC, is it NBC? Dracula thing with Jonathan Rhys-Meyers,
mm-hmm.
which is actually pretty good when you get past the whole environmental thing that tried to sneak in there at the beginning. / Tesla. It was it's pretty ugly.
Whenever I see him, all I think of is my buddy, But my friend Ken used to talk about this this movie. You forgot the name of it. I think it was called. I think it was "I'll Sleep When I'm Dead." Was the film, but it's like, is there a Clive Owen where, and John Reith Myers plays his brother in it. It's like some guy boofs his brother, and his brother kills himself, and so he then comes back to like take out the guy who did it. And he's like, I don't remember what it's called. I think it's called "Don't Boof My Brother." Yeah, it's. Have you seen "I'll Sleep When I'm Dead"?
No.
It's like Malcolm McDowell plays this gangster. Yo, he's this gangster, and Jonathan Reese Myers owes him money and something. And Clive Owens, Jonathan Reese's older brother, and he's out in the, you know, he's left the crime world, all that, blah blah blah. But the way that McDowell handles it is by raping Jonathan Reese Myers.
Odd choice.
Yeah, like that. What?
Yeah, that's a nod.
Oh, man.
Fucking thing sucks.
Wow.
Or.
Sorry about that, sir. Yeah, so. Yeah, but Dracula Untold don't really care. Now, here it goes. Intentionally, we have avoided numbering this list, but it's an easy guess what would be in the top spot if we did. Interstellar marks Chris Nolan's first original film after concluding the Dark Knight trilogy. Set in the not-too-distant future, overpopulation and changing climates have turned Earth into an unsustainable hot mess with not enough crop or food to go around. In that context, a group of scientists and explorers set out through an intergalactic wormhole to save humanity on a mysterious mission, based on the research of theoretical physicist Kip Thorne. Really? Jonathan Nolan, Christopher Nolan's screenplay bends time and reality to explore the far reaches of the cosmos and the role of man's survival in it. And the cast includes McConaughey and Hathaway.
Soiree. Personally, you disgust me.
Holy fuck. Okay, McConaughey, Hathaway, Jessica Chastain, Matt Damon, Topher Grace, Casey Affleck, John Lithgow, Wes Bentley, Michael Caine. Again.
Dear God.
Goddamn. Regina King. It's got Tay Diggs. It's fucking Tyler Perry's in it. That looks kind of badass.
Well,
I have made no fucking claim. I've made no attempt to hide my admiration of Mr. Nolan.
Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me.
Signore Nolan.
Signore.
I love his fucking work. Yeah. I am looking forward like a motherfucker to this. You know who he took over directing duties from? Spielberg.
Spielbergo?
Yeah, Signor Spielberger. Hmm. Why can't I say words today?
I don't know.
Why am
I drinking water? I have no idea.
Why am I so stupid?
Why am I so
dumb?
Yes, have some.
I don't know. Are your parents stupid? Oh, man. It just looks goddamn great. I'm genuinely excited about it.
He hasn't let me down yet.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Here we go.
I don't imagine he will start with this, no. So.
How's that sound?
Next up is Secret Service. Let's read this here. After the bitter disappointment that was Kick-Ass 2, it is hard to imagine getting excited for another adaptation from a Mark Millar comic.
Correct.
However, this one has the distinction of being the heralded return of Matthew Vaughn. Veronica Vaughn. Still one of the most underrated entertainers working in Hollywood today, every one of Vaughn's films has been supremely enjoyable. Layer Cake, Stardust, X-Men First Class, and obviously Kick-Ass.
Enjoyable?
Kick-Ass is on there as well. The man who turned Millar and John Romita Jr.'s coarse and sadistic comic into one of the most entertaining action movies in years is back to adapt this James Bond satire with Colin Firth cast in the lead. Not much else is known about the flick other than Samuel L. Jackson and Michael Caine are scheduled to make appearances. However, chances are this will be a visceral popcorn treat to devour right before the main course Thanksgiving. Now, fucking Michael Caine and Samuel L. Jackson. That is the Kane Hackman theory coming to its head with even more direct. Because Samuel L. Jackson is in everything.
He is
in fucking everything. So he and Michael Caine? All right.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah. Let's see. There is the Hunger Games Mockingjay. May I give my feelings on this now?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I was okay with the first one. I'm just... The fact that we're breaking shit up into parts now just is matter of course. I'm like, no, fuck
well,
it.
Well, the third one, for sure. Yeah. They're breaking that into two different films, which is...
Whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Because I recently finished the third book. It fucking took a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
To slog through that, because it's complicated reading.
Nope. Nope. There's just
just a lot of fucking District 13.
It's
sorry.
It's busy. It's just fucking busy.
Fuck busy. That first half is just...
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the routine in this district again?
Yeah. Yeah.
And more concrete rooms and what? I don't give a shit. And you're going to break this into two movies?
Yeah.
So the first one's going to be boring as fuck.
Yeah.
The third one's going to piss everybody off. I know where they're going to end it, actually, now that I think about
it.
Yeah. On an awful, awful cliffhanger that'll make people crazy.
This is some Hobbit fuckery.
I don't appreciate that.
Yeah.
Catching Fire
what
looks good.
What does bathrooms mean?
Yeah, it's weird. I'm not... I'm just sort of like over it now. Whatever.
So, it looks good to me, but we'll see.
It's got Jennifer Lawrence. I'm okay with that, so.
That's always fun.
and of course, Exodus. Yeah. And the biblical epics keep on running. If you ever wanted to hear Christian Bale gruff, "Let my people go," here's your chance. Oh, okay.
Not really.
So, we've got Joel Edgerton as Ramesses.
What?
Yeah. Ben Kingsley and Sigourney Weaver as well.
Joel Edgerton is Ramesses?
Yes. I know. I'm kind of with you on that.
What?
Don't know what that means.
Will they look like Slayer roadies?
Oh, I hope so, dude. Angel of Death, motherfucker! Motherfucker! Ooh! Woo!
Ooh, good lord.
I don't want a large barba. I want a goddamn liter of cola.
That's half that guy's life. Just trying to get a liter of cola.
Consciousize your face for free.
I love guacamole.
Yes. Oh, guacamole.
Uh-huh. So, Tomorrowland.
Little is known about this other than it is directed by Brad Bird. Repeat. The filmmaker behind The Iron Giant, Ratatouille, and Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol is making this live-action thriller. Clooney, Hugh Laurie, Britt Robertson, originally called 1952, a boy inventor who embarks on discovering something in our shared collective conscious known only as Tomorrowland.
I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever.
Don't really care too much about that. Not that I don't care. I just don't know anything about it. And whatever.
I don't know enough to care.
Yeah, Brad Bird's good.
I know that he's good.
Yeah.
I enjoy the section of Disneyland called Tomorrowland.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know what would make it better? Is if it was called Tomorrow.
Tomorrowland? That would be good.
That would get me down
for it.
You
get a haircut by children.
Yeah, yeah. God, you know, I'm gonna just go off on an aside here. I don't know what the exact pollen count in the air is, but I call it Jim's voice rules. I really, whatever is hitting me and making my voice sound like this, I don't ever want it to go away. Because I'm loving myself right now, I'm not going to lie.
Suck-a-muck-a-gus.
Rhinoceros.
And of course, no list of this would be complete without basking in the final 3 hours of a 9-hour adaptation of a 275-page book.
Ugh.
All that I need to know about the Hobbit movie, the first one, is that Hope, who was like shitting herself, I was like, they really padded it out with a bunch of crap that wasn't in it. And she's like, no, I love Tolkien. I'm going to love that. Right. And then when they started singing, she's just like, the shit is this.
Pass the dish that I shall clean.
That's what we begging to do. I'm killing time for you right there.
Are
yeah.
You?
Frodo, the nine fingers and the ring of doom.
Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Exactly. Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Yes. As well we should.
Yeah, I know people love them. I know people like these movies. They just honestly seem so fucking needless in the way that they're stretched out. I mean, it just seems strange.
Well, I think it's odd that you have to smoke inside a white stripe outside. I don't know what you mean by that. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not sure what that means.
Oh man, those drops never get old for me.
You don't have to, Billy.
I know.
Just step outside that white line.
Yeah,
unless you're a
bitch.
Yeah. William Robert Thornton.
You're not a bitch. I'm just kidding.
No. What is he? He's not going to come after
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Banjo!
He'll come after you like a Canadian fucking radio host.
Hey, motherfucker. You talking?
That's your baby.
That's your baby.
The fucking facial expression that you went with there.
It works really baby. Well on podcasts.
It really does.
I have recently been placed in charge of garbage.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hobbit, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or care that much.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
That's me talking here.
Yeah. You're a Hobbit fan.
I am.
You enjoy the James R.R. Tolkien.
So.
You know what's always bothered me about Tolkien? That second fucking R.
Yeah, what's it?
Calm down,
fancy
motherfucker.
Pants.
Who needs that? Calm down. You're not impressing anyone.
Just be Junior Tolkien.
Yeah.
Dick.
Yeah. Yeah. Not Junior R. Tolkien.
No.
Or Juror Tolkien.
No.
It's unnecessary. No. I'm sorry, or is it Tolkien?
Tolkien. Tolkien. Whatever. Speaking of things that...
Salchicha.
They could be written better. I hear Michael Arndt has walked off of Star Wars.
Yep, and yeah.
Oh, dude. My God, what's going to happen now?
Yeah. Oh, evidently, you don't know how to troll. I wanted to tee off on this dude, but he was begging it because you posted that article. We're gonna step back here and then we'll talk about this. But Clarkson posted a link where somebody had done a thing about how
about Michael Arndt leaving.
Yeah, Michael Arndt leaving, and I'm trying to find the.
It was some Austin Statesman guy.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, it was let's see here. Oh, holy shit. And
forgive me, I don't remember who it
was. Well, yeah. Okay, here's the exact back and forth. New disappointment. Michael Arndt walks off, J.J. Abrams and Lawrence Kasdan writing.
Yeah.
And the guy from Austin Chronicle gets worse. Now the franchise is in the sole hands of the men behind Dreamcatcher and the Lost finale.
And that makes sense because it says the men behind it.
Yeah, and his response... Abrams did not write or direct the Lost finale, and Kasdan didn't write Dreamcatcher. Improve your trolling. First off, you sack. You fucking nutsack.
The guy from the Austin Chronicle wasn't trolling.
No, he wasn't trolling. He was responding directly to what we said.
Yeah.
And let's back the fuck up. Who is the man behind Lost?
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams.
And he said the men behind it.
Yeah. And
not the man that wrote the fucking scene.
Yeah.
Not the men that wrote every goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one that said, you know what we need? Smoke monster.
Yeah, the producer who okayed the whole fucking thing.
Right.
And last time I checked, director has a little bit of control over the way a movie goes.
A skosh.
A skosh. A drop. A fucking pinprick's worth.
Yes.
So this fucking nutsack.
It just seemed like he was waiting for that guy to say anything.
Fucking pop off.
But whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it just...
Fuck you.
Douche. God damn. It's funny. It's like I probably know that guy just because you live in San Antonio. You've probably met him at some point.
Probably
your
shop teacher in high school.
Fuck you.
Hey. Yeah.
Douche.
No.
Oh, my.
That's your baby. Where mama?
Yeah.
Now in stereo.
Now in stereoscopic sound. Highest. This is high fidelity. Do you know what that means? That means that this is the highest possible
fidelity
on the market. But yeah, Hobbit, dude, whatever. There are people who love it. Like, I know Adam from formerly of the Amp. I don't think they exist anymore.
Because
it's been 2 years since their last episode, so... Yeah, you can't go that long without a show and still claim it. Come on, guys, come on.
Can.
We miss you.
It's take a while.
Yeah, it doesn't work. They need to hook up with the fucking Stinking Paws guys because they're over in the London. And so, that's a thing. But, sorry, I need a little more water.
And cheers to the Stinking Paws.
Yeah.
I was at the Halloween show this past week. It's very good.
Once you got past our brain jackassery, it
it
coalesced nicely.
They all like have their notes about their film.
Yeah,
talking about very specific things.
Yeah,
we're all
we're like
rootin' tootin'.
Can someone tell us what our show is going to be about next week?
Yeah, I don't want to work
so hard.
Hey, drinking and talking to a microphone in my living room.
So hard, man. Schmear.
Schmickety schmear.
But, yeah. Of these movies, it's weird. There are literally two that I will see in the theater.
So what we're saying actually, maybe three. Are they must-see?
Yeah. Maybe three that I'll see. Maybe Days of Future Past, but yes, that's something I might be
able to see that.
Yeah, I want to see it, but I don't...
Interstellar is a must-see.
Interstellar is a first fucking showing must-see.
Great White Built a Boat, not a must-see.
Yeah. Great White Built a Boat? What? No. Oh, okay.
No, don't need to see that. Spider-Man, don't... I'll probably see it. Maleficent? Yeah, I got to see that
Fast
one.
And Furioso.
Edge of Tomorrow's Dreams. Must see. Nothing really.
Yeah, I've got to see the, you know, fucking His Holiness. But other than that, yeah, none of those are all of those. I'm like, yeah, maybe not. I mean,
look, there's an elephant. Quick,
what?
Let's drain its blood to paint my boathouse.
Most people, they just don't go there.
Don't go there. I rewatched Iron Man 3 last week.
Yes.
It's fucking excellent.
Yeah, it really is good. Really, goddamn.
Thank you, Shane Black. I was trying to figure out something to do for the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Christmas movies. Movies set in Christmas. Did we do that already?
I don't think so.
And basically, it's just a list of Shane Black films.
Yeah. Yeah, that man loved Christmas.
Hey, it's a fucking good time to set anything in.
Mm-hmm. Still, sometimes dads leave. Doesn't mean you have to be a little bitch about it. Oh my God. Only Downey Jr. could say that line to a kid without people being like, fuck,
man.
Sir, he is a child.
Sir!
I like the way you had to adjust yourself there. I am upset. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Harumph. You want your ass. Yeah. The marriage of Downey and Shane Black's dialogue is just
fantastic. It's delicious.
It is.
Very delicious.
So, your must-see movies of 2014, audience?
Let us know on Twitter or through electronic mail or through the Facebook. But you know what? A good place to do it is to go to our website and leave like a comment there. Because while you're there, since we're coming up upon Christmas time, you can click on one of them links to Amazon or to T-Fury or to Onnit and buy some shit for your peeps. And we get a little kickback off of it, and it costs you nothing. Also, if you want to feel like a good person and less of a shit, donate money to Amadeo's Army and help us combat muscular dystrophy. I called it multiple sclerosis last week.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, there was absolutely no question in that. I called it this. I don't know. I did call it that. I do know. But yeah, so I called it that. I apologize. It is muscular dystrophy, and it's a terrible thing. Amadeo's an awesome kid. Help out. Let's see. I think that about covers it up.
Please rate and review us on iTunes.
Yes, we need a rate and review on iTunes. We haven't had any new reviews in a while, and that helps. We'd like that. Yes. So, I think that covers it. So until next week, remember. God.
Angel of Death! Angel of Death! Woo! Fuck you, motherfucker! Woo!
Remember, Lord loves a working man. Don't trust Whitey. See a doctor and get rid of it.